welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved spiritual family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you and greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, here it's hard to believe it's Friday already, and haven't gotten off the second point of ways that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. In this series, and I didn't intend to go so long, but I did say I was going to share my heart. I wasn't going to just read scripture or talk about doctrine. I was going to share my heart, my own experiences, because, beloved, one of the things I found, at least in my life, the most important, precious thing I've ever known is the anointing and the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. And to be honest, a lot of, you know, in recent years, I got saved in 1973, and within a month's time, the Lord brought me to the Unveil Christ to the World ministry with Brother Glass, and that was in 73. We were married in 1980, and I was just, you know, I had no intentions of ministry. I remember once, it was probably in the spring of 74, he was preaching, and the Lord just was really moving on my heart, and I thought, but I need to be doing something. But you know, beloved, I never had any illusions. I never had any drawing to ministry. And God knew me. Perhaps if I knew what was happening, I probably would have run out the front door because I was a very shy person, and people don't believe that now, but especially being a radio broadcaster, but I would never open my mouth as a child. I was very shy, very introverted, and for me, one of the most painful things as I began actual public ministry was leading praise and worship, and I felt so inadequate. That's why I learned and memorized a lot of scripture, because I felt I had to say something, and I felt everything I said was so dumb. So I learned a lot of scripture, which is, of course, just absolutely beautiful. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make His deeds known among the people, praise God. Anyway, we had wonderful worship services, but at any rate, I had no intention of ministry, but that was before I even started helping in the office. But I remember he was preaching. I thought, what can I do? So I thought, I know, there's one thing I know I can do. I can clean the church. And that's how I started. So despise not the time of small beginnings. As I said, God knew me. He was literally, He took me out of the world and was placing me in ministry, only He kept that from me. I didn't know it. But through the course of time and through, discipleship and just loving the things of God, He was preparing me for the very work that I'm doing now. And so we have been talking about, well, I'm just going on all kinds of bunny trails, and I've been on soapboxes, so I think I'm going to stay on the soapbox just a little bit longer before we get to the third point of how we can grieve the Holy Spirit. But we're still talking about ignoring His presence. And we can do that personally in our lives, just not recognizing that you've got a helper, you've got a really wonderful friend who wants to partner with you in every aspect of your life. He's really interested. Other people might not be, but He is incredibly interested in the smallest detail of your life. And so if you don't acknowledge Him, He can be grieved. You're ignoring Him. Just like if someone who lived in your house just, you know, gave you a cold shoulder and didn't pretend to like you weren't even there, how do you think you'd feel? Well, how do you think the Holy Spirit feels? Remember, I said He's much more sensitive than you or I could ever be. And then there's another arena that we can grieve the Holy Spirit, and that's in the church world, by not acknowledging His presence, by leadership just, you know, having a program, having a things they think they can do to just build the church, and not really allowing the Holy Spirit to have His way, to seek the Holy Spirit in terms of what messages, what sermons, what teaching to bring the sheep. And that only comes by prayer and by seeking the Holy Spirit. And then the sheep themselves can be irreverent. They can lack the reverence and fear of the Lord. And as I said, in those early days, one of the things I was so impressed with is that when it was time for service, that was not a time to fellowship. If you did that outside. It was a time of prayer. It was a time of expectation that God was going to show up, and He did in powerful ways. And if we don't experience that in our service today, it's because what are we lacking? Obviously, the Holy Spirit hasn't changed. Have we changed? Do we need to consider our ways? And then there's a final way, as far as the corporate church world is concerned, and that is our attitude toward God-ordained ministers. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. I trust that you will agree and understand what the scriptures say, but the Holy Spirit appoints and commissions those that minister the gospel. For example, Isaiah in 40, and I'm not going to take time to read them all or turn to them, but I'll give you references. Isaiah 48 and 16, Isaiah says explicitly, "The Lord called me." And then in Acts, the 13th chapter, the second verse, it talks about the elders were gathered together, and the Holy Spirit spoke and said, "Separate Saul and Barnabas unto me for the work of the ministry." And then that very moving portion of scripture in Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 28, Paul is addressing for the last time the Ephesian elders, because he says, "I'm not going to see you again in the flesh." And he speaks to them as overseers appointed by God, and he exhorts them to feed the church of God, to feed the sheep. And so God ordains, you know, it's like I'm sharing my own personal testimony. I had no intention of being in ministry. If I'd have known that, like I said, I probably would have run out the front door. But it was God's plan for me. So He appoints, He commissions, and then also He directs where ministers should preach and where not to preach. There's an example in Acts the 16th chapter, verses 6 through 7, where Paul is forbidden to go into Asia at that time. And he directs where not to preach. He directs where to preach. Acts, the 8th chapter, verse 29, Acts 10, 19 and 20. And also, he instructs ministers where, or not only where, but what to preach. And that's important. At least it's important that, you know, ministers should understand God is wanting to direct their preaching. So in 1 Corinthians, I'm going to read that, the second chapter, verse 13. Well, let me read verse 12. "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things of God that are freely," glory, "given to us of God, which things," now here Paul is speaking as a minister, "also we speak, and not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." So, and that's, you know, I'm being led of the Holy Spirit to share this teaching with you about how to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. What can we do to please the Holy Spirit? Now, that original text, Ephesians 4, 30, that I shared, specifically says, 4:30, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." So we have to look at the ways the Holy Spirit can be grieved, and then concentrate, then focus on the things that will please Him. And so, beloved, it's important that we show reverence and honor to those who are being used by the Holy Spirit. And you have to recognize anyone in ministry, whether they're a pastor, they're an evangelist, a teacher, we're just people. I'm just a person. I'm just a sister in the Lord. However, we have to understand, and this is one thing I understood as an early Christian, there's the individual. We're each just brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. But because the Holy Spirit appoints and commissions, we have to have reverence for the calling and the anointing that is on an individual who's been called to fivefold ministry or any of the helps. We have to reverence and appreciate it's the Holy Spirit functioning through them. whether they're a teacher, whether they're a pastor. So be careful not to touch the anointed of God. Touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. And beloved, if we are careless with our tongue, if we just tear down leadership or ministry, well, it's like, who does he think she is? Or who does he, beloved, you're in danger of grieving the Holy Spirit. Better not to say anything, better just to pray for them. They may, you know, have gotten off track. They may not be where they should be in God. As I said, we're all people. One thing you have to understand, you know what, I'm thinking of years ago, oh my goodness, this is back in the 70s, there was a movie by Marjo. He was a child evangelist, and he flagrantly, I mean, he was not serious. He was a charlatan as far as the things of God. But you know, people actually got healed and saved. Why? Because, beloved, there's the ministry, the anointing, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. God doesn't take back his gifts. So someone can be living a terrible life personally. They might be bankrupt. They might be shipwrecked. That's why Paul said, I keep my body under, so that, you know, as I preach the word, that he himself would not become a castaway. So when it comes to Christian leadership, those in ministry, there's the calling and the anointing of God, which we need to honor and reverence and pray for them, that their spiritual lives will be what God wants them to be, because they are growing in grace and knowledge and the revelation of Jesus, just as we all are. And so, beloved, it's important that in those three areas, personally, in the assembly of the saints, and in the Christian leadership, the fivefold ministry that God has ordained and set up, that we don't ignore the presence of God. And in either, I've taken a lot of time, several broadcasts on this, and next week we'll go on to the third point of other ways we can grieve the Holy Spirit. But I felt it important to take the time to take the, you know, sharing personal experiences, because it's so important, because I know if you love Jesus, you don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. Well, beloved, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for hearing my heart. I love Christ's body. I love the ministry, those whom God has called to lay down their lives in sacrifice for the sheep of God. That's a true minister, that they're willing to lay down their lives, their conveniences, the things that matter to them for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of the kingdom and God's church. Praise God. My time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me this week. And Lord willing, we can meet together next week as we continue on in this subject. God bless you. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.